It's Fully Threaded Radio Special Report.
Hi again, everybody. Eric Dudas here. This is a special report of Fully Threaded Radio. Well, if you're in the fastener industry and you're alive, then you know that the International Fastener Expo took place in Las Vegas, and I'm recording today. Probably the show is still going on out there. It's Thursday, September 23rd. The golf event and welcome reception took place on Tuesday. The show opened yesterday, and they'll be winding down today. I wanted to get some sound clips out to you, everybody. Lots of people have been talking about this show. It's been all the buzz in the industry. In a word, I guess what we can say is this one was a success. A lot of people were questioning it. A lot of companies pulled out. Morgan Wilson, the show manager, he never gave up on it, though. And although it was a much diminished show in 2021, the International Fastener Expo, as you will soon hear, sounds like it was well worth the trip for those that did make it. That included Brian Musker and the lovely and talented Lynn Dempsey. They're out there. They made some recordings for us. I put two packages of sound together. Let's play the first one. It starts out with a few clips from the welcome reception. Then Lynn and Brian moved out to the show floor the next day. After you've heard some of these clips, I've got a few more details for you about the show, including results from the golf event, which had 90 players, so pretty good-sized event. This special report is brought to you by the sponsors of Fully Threaded Radio. Many of them were in attendance. You'll hear their voices coming up. So here's a little sound from IFE 2021.
We're at the IFE's reception, and we ran into Tracy. Tracy, when was the first time you came to Vegas for a show?
Wow, it has to be about 24 years now. I've been with Distributors Link magazine. So, yeah, I've been here coming for a long time.
All right, 24 years ago, where were you? What hotel?
I think it was the Paris Hotel, to be honest with you. That was one of the first recollections I have of going to a fastener show was at the Paris Hotel. It was a lot smaller back then, but now it's gotten a lot larger.
You've got 24 years of experience. Has the level of the reception gone up, down?
As far as the attendees or the opening party?
whatever you want to agree.
I think it ebbs and flow. I hope this year will be a wonderful show. I'm here and I'm excited to see everybody. Uncertain times with the pandemic, but it's going to be a good show, and I'm happy to see everyone.
Thank you. Right. Stopping by. I'm here with
Norm Ojampa of Spencer Products.
Norm just told us an interesting fact that this is, what, your 38th in a row show or something?
38th in a row, except for COVID last year, so all the way back to Columbus. I would say 1984, I believe, was the first year.
Wow. And always with Spencer Products.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. It shows what a great company they are.
It is. It is. It's been a great place.
So what have you seen that's changed from 1984 to now?
Oh, my goodness. Everything. the supplier. Back then, everything was made locally in Cleveland and Chicago, and now it's a world operation, which is fine. We're still training people the same way. You have to know what a fastener is to be in the business. And I've never seen the issues that I'm seeing regarding supply, long lead times, material shortages. It's a first in my 38-year career. So,
well, enjoy the show. Thank you for talking with me.
Very good. Nice talking.
Okay.
She wants an interview from all of us.
I am here at the IFE, and I'm over here at the reception, and I've got four gentlemen all dressed alike and smoking cigars. This is...
I'm Dennis Doyle, president of B&D Cold Headed Products.
Tim Quick, CEO, B&D Cold Headed Products.
Jack Dobeck.
Eric Mason.
And so what's the celebration, fellas?
We played some really good golf today. We 16 under. First place. Yeah, we made putts from everywhere today.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do in these.
And you won something else.
Oh, yeah, I won the closest to the pin on number 9, 4 feet, 1 inch.
All right, so tell me in years, how many years have you been coming to Vegas for this show?
2003?
Six?
2006.
15 years.
Yeah.
2006?
This is my first one.
This is the baby. All right. So what have you found different through the years?
Well, the evolution of it is, for us personally, we started out, our company name is actually B&D Thread Rolling. And the first couple of years we were here, people would walk by us just thinking we were a thread rolling company, and we were actually a manufacturer of cold-headed products. So that's how we changed our name to Cold-Headed Products. At first, we came out here for the exposure, and it was non-existent, and then we said, we got to change our name. And ever since then, it's been a boon for us.
Wow.
Bill's done a good job of developing and into more quality leads for us, too. I mean, they do a really good job of promoting, getting more people here, doing those kinds of things. So.
So, and that's the reason why we keep coming back to Vegas, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We look forward to it every year.
Yeah. Great. Well, congratulations, you
thank
all.
You. Thank you very much.
All right. We're waiting for the IFE to open. The doors are going to open shortly, and I'm here with...
This is Jeff Stetton with TransTech Precision Corporation.
Don Hamm with TransTech Precision.
And they're going to be walking the show. What do you guys hope to do today at the show?
Well, we want to meet some of our vendors and also like to be able to find some new suppliers.
New suppliers, okay.
Yep, we're hoping to increase our supply base. That's the reason we're here. We're hoping to meet some new folks.
Okay, number one problem in business today, supply?
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
For sure?
No doubt.
What's number two?
Transportation.
Transportation. Three?
People.
Labor?
Yeah.
And four is pricing.
Yeah.
Pricing, yeah.
Prices
okay.
are just skyrocketing.
And if you want to give a shout out to the people you're going to be visiting?
Well, hi, Andrea, Will, and Lisa.
Yep, they're back there holding the fort down for us.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm here with Fastenal, and I'm here with...
Kyle.
Lee.
Ryan.
Alex.
And we're right before the IFE opens. We're right before those doors open. What do you guys hoping to do?
Just gain a little knowledge, learn a few new tricks and tips, and, you know, take something away from it.
Anybody's first time at a show? Oh, we got Ryan, we got Lee, and Alex, too. All right. Well, welcome. It's a learning experience. You're going to love it.
Christian.
TJ.
From?
Global Fasteners.
Fasteners, and they're right here, and it's almost 9:30, and here they come. Look, we're witnessing the opening, fellas.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. What are you guys hoping for?
Good traffic, good quality, quality traffic.
Absolutely.
Well, boy,
good
you're right here.
Yeah.
You're right here by the door. Anything happening at Global we should know about?
Well, we just launched our brand new cordless tool line this week. Uh-huh. This is kind of our debut, so it's really exciting, and we have full product demos at our booth, so we're excited to have everybody come by, and we can demo them for them.
All right, wonderful. And your booth is getting busy already?
It
I'm
is,
gonna
yep.
let you go.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
We are just open at the IFE, and I'm here with one of our favorites from International Fasteners, Joanne.
Hi.
We haven't seen each other. We don't know the story. The last time we talked on the podcast, you were going to Italy, and then COVID happened. What happened?
Yes. Well, we just obviously didn't get to go, and so we rescheduled for the spring, and of course, then we still didn't get to go, so then we rescheduled for the fall next year. So now
2022.
The 2020 cruise is now a 2022 cruise. So.
All right. And you'll celebrate which anniversary? I can't remember.
I can't even remember why we were going in the first place anymore.
Oh.
But yes, we just keep going with it and keep changing the dates, but I think that we're on our third.
Well, I hope you get there.
We had to
cancel an Italy trip that was for this year, too.
Right, right.
So, all right, so let's talk business.
Sure.
What's happening over there?
You know, it's been just one crazy year after the next these days, but it's been so busy and so crazy just trying to get the product in. And, you know, International Fasteners made the commitment early on that we were going to have the inventory. We were going to pay the extra right out of the box for all the extra freight and get it in. So we've done everything we can to have the product. So our fill rate is really good. Our cost is really high. We know we get competitors that have been able to be behind us in their costs, but it's like, you know, we had to make a choice, and that was our decision. And so we're standing behind it. And the volume and the sales price and the cost and all these crazy factors every day are just crazy. But as long as it stays busy, we're all good, I think, at the end of the day.
All right. And business has been good.
Yes. Yes. Construction continues. And, of course, that's heavily our fasteners. So our new product of the year that we was supposed to be last year, so I wanted to be in this year, is we've expanded our yellow zinc market for wood screws. So good to see you. It's still good to see you, even if we're in our little masks.
I know.
You can only see our eyes.
Yeah, I know. True. I'm talking with
Al, Scott Gibson,
Chuck Halpin,
Virgil Osborne,
Dan Jarum.
All right. I'm over here at BBI, and of course, Steve Andrasik is one of our Hall of Fame winners. And I just want to help. Steve's not around, and I just want to find out. All right, everybody. Two words or less, describe Steve here. What would you say?
Quality leadership.
Solid human being.
Okay.
Superb leadership.
Oh, boy, we all saying the same thing. All right, is that because you're afraid of Steve? No, he's awesome.
Good people.
Yeah, good people. All right, so the Hall of Fame award was well-deserved.
He had a birthday last Thursday.
Oh, and he had a birthday on top of it. Oh,
okay. Yeah, now it's not Friday. I thought they were messing with me. I thought it was a joke.
All right, so, all right. Thank you, fellas. I'm here with one of the Hall of Fame winners here. I'm here with Steve Andrasik. And what do you want to ask us?
Well, first I want to ask where Eric's at. I mean, I would have expected Eric to be here at a minimum.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But no.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
was it a surprise?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely a surprise. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I had not heard
anything.
How
did you find
out? Chuck Halpin actually told me at one point that I had been nominated, and then I saw something from the show, I guess, is what, you know, when they had to announce the winners.
All right,
so, yeah, I was
they
like, wow.
They can't keep a secret, too. They try and keep it secret.
Yeah. But that was great. I mean, you know, completely unexpected. It's
a great achievement,
you've been in
too.
Business I mean, a long time, so right. you don't see that coming. You know?
So how long have you been in the fastener?
45 years.
45
years.
How long have you been coming to this show?
Since I started. Almost since I started, because I actually, Mike
McGuire.
He used to be in a distributorship in Columbus, and I used to call on him down there at the distributorship.
Oh.
And he was working on the show one time. I remember him at his desk. And so it wasn't quite started yet, but it had just about started back then.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Do you know which number you are in the Hall of Fame? Are you like
I don't.
Number?
I don't, but okay. I did go back and look at that wall, and that's
and you went pretty
impressive.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, though.
It is impressive.
Yeah, you know,
it's
funny to see all the names and the people, you know, you don't think about them all the time anymore.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Some of those guys I used to work for, like Joe Fuller, he's on there, and Perry Rosenstein, he's on there. Other guys like that. And even John and Peggy Shea are on there for young professionals.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great show.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you, Brian.
See you.
I'm here with
with
Vic from Cambridge. He's going to tell me about the golf outing. How many people at the golf outing?
There were 90 golfers. It was packed. It was a great day. The weather was fine. The course was beautiful. And I think everybody had a great time.
And today we're at the IFE, and of course you're walking the show, all right? So
yes.
How is that walking?
Well, I just got here, but it seems like there's a steady flow, so it doesn't seem that bad at this point.
Who were you going to go see? What were you looking for?
Just for new products. We're looking for customers in the aisles and looking for new products.
And really what you're trying to do is you're trying to avoid Fully Threaded in case you get interviewed, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That was my main focus here, but that didn't go too well. But I did notice, I guess to save money, there's no carpeting.
People tell us was because there's not enough workers.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Well,
that's what they told us.
Yeah.
Or they didn't want to say I'm saving money.
Yes, which we don't know which is true. Did you go over to the reception yesterday?
No, I had dinner with a customer last night, so I didn't make it there. But how was that?
It was very good. It was very good. Now, it must be our age, brides of my age, because the music was good. We loved the song choice, but it was too loud. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to turn a hearing aid down.
Yeah. Thanks,
right.
Vic.
Yeah, I must remember to do that next time.
Brett York from Big Bolt.
Brian Blair from Big Bolt.
Eric Happ, Big Bolt.
All right. How's the show going so far?
Slow start. So just now opening up, but we're hoping for a decent crowd. But it's a slow start so far.
All right. And that's to be expected. Sure. You're out here at 2,700. Yeah. So it takes a while for those
everyone
crowds
to get here,
to come
right?
Over.
Exactly.
It's like you hear the noise come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So what are you hoping for the show today?
Well, we want to be able to talk to some of our current customers. We don't get out to see them very often. So we can see some of our current customers. Then obviously want to pick up a few new customers. So we're hoping to get, you know, some new leads out of the show.
Okay. How many years have you been coming to Vegas?
I think Big Bolt's been coming for 15, 20 years. It's a long time.
Yeah. Long time. So what's happening at Big Bolt?
So extremely busy. Busy keeping up. Our business is up probably 40% over prior year. And that's after a big year last year.
And why do you think that is?
We play in a real niche sector where we do small manufacturing, custom jobs. And so we pick up where people can't get supplies from overseas, so we custom make bolts. So with supply chains being extended, we fill a huge niche right now. So if somebody can't get a part, they're late, their part's late overseas, or from a domestic supplier, they'll call us up, we'll custom make it for them, and turn it around generally within a couple, 3 weeks.
Okay. Top three concerns that Big Bolt has right now?
Supply, lead times for sure, costs rising. Mm-hmm. Costs rising astronomically, and just sourcing, finding raw materials has been really difficult.
All right, we're here at the IFE, and I'm with
D. Ward, Bricks and Stainless.
And you are in one of the first aisles, and what do you say?
Well, I mean, it's been a steady flow all morning. That's very encouraging. I thought last night's cocktail party was really well attended, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so what's happening at Brixton?
Oh my gosh, Brixton is going crazy. We're trying to get inventory in as everybody else is. Sales are still astonishing this year. I got a great team. They do a really good job, customer service, and keeping everybody updated on what's going on in the market. So yeah, we're just doing what we do.
Okay, any new products coming out?
I've got some stuff in the works. Probably be disclosed here in the next couple months, but nothing currently, so stay all tuned. Right.
And I see you've got your golf club here. Is that because you thought you'd be a little slow?
No, actually we brought the golf club and the balls. We had a new Titleist Pro V1 logo with Brixton's logo on it, so we wanted to show that to customers. And they also, we knew it was going to be kind of a low-key show, and so we wanted people just to come and relax and hang out at the booth and, you know, spend some time with us.
This is Mike McNulty from Fastener Technology International, and we are exhibiting in Las Vegas at the International Fastener Expo. This year, we're handing out free-of-charge copies of the August-September 2021 issue of the magazine, which includes 160 pages of editorial and advertisements related to the fastener industry, including a fastener-focused cover story from Volt Industrial Plastics and coverage on tooling, assembly, fastener failures, information systems, simulation, and the show here in Las Vegas. We're also handing out copies of the September issue of the Fastener News Report Business and Market Newsletter and free of charge copies of the FTI 2020 Buyer's Guide.
All right, I'm here at the Wi-Fi booth, and I'm with
Gloria Medina,
Jen Kushner.
So, how's the show? What's going on?
It's been good. It's busy already, and we're signing up new members and selling them some shirts, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, oh, it is good to be back, and your booth looks wonderful as I knock things down. Sorry, ladies.
Okay, thank you.
So, did we have the scholarship this year?
We did. However, the company and the scholarship recipient, they pulled out of the show, so we're going to invite her back next year.
Okay, and who won the scholarship?
It was Kayla Riddell from Solution Industries.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay. All right. So what's been happening with Wi-Fi? What have you been doing on the downturn?
So we introduced the speaker series this year. So we've done, I think, two or three. Yep. So we're trying to do a speaker series via Zoom every quarter just to keep interest in our movement. And then obviously back to being in person. But I think the speaker series goes over fairly well, so it's something we're going to continue for the next year.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. How's membership been?
Great.
Great?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. We have over 200 or 300 companies and various members, so we're
all
growing.
Right. Good. All right. Yeah. All right, ladies, so get over here and sign up.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay.
A lot of happy sounding people there, huh? So you can see plenty of pictures out on LinkedIn, and I'm sure on some of the other social platforms of this. And again, you could tell the show is a little smaller than it has been, and some of the regulars are not in attendance. But nevertheless, it was a good show. Business was getting done. People were upbeat, and you can't miss the theme that business in the fastener industry is on fire. We have a lot of pressures on business, of course, but nothing like a backlog of orders to make that feel a little less painful. So I noticed in some of these photos, you tend to see either all masked or all not masked. And when you're listening to Lynn speaking, a few times you could tell she's muffled, and it's, to me, very troublesome. That, in all honesty, is one of the main things that caused a lot of people to stay away this year. It's just a no-go for many, many people. Some not feeling safe, some not wanting to oblige what they view as a very unnecessary and uncomfortable false pretense. So that's the reality in 2021. But I can tell you this, talking to lots of the companies that did not attend that normally would have, there was a lot of, I won't say regret of not being there, but there was sadness. Many people wished that they could have attended. Lots of us have great memories in Vegas. I should also mention that Mike McNulty will have full coverage of the International Fastener Expo 21 on episode 169 of the Fully Threaded Radio podcast. So please click in for that. This second group of sound clips has a lot of good stuff in it too, including a couple of new exhibitors that show every time you go to one of these shows, there are new people bringing new technologies, new ideas into the industry. Lynn spoke to a couple of them. All right, so I promised the golf results, and as you heard during that previous sound clip montage, there were 90 golfers at the event, which is pretty respectable in any fastener industry context. Lynn interviewed the winning team that she happened by chance to encounter at the welcoming reception. They were celebrating their victory, and that was Team B&D Cold-Headed Products. Eric Mason, Tim Quick, Dennis Doyle, and Jack Dobeck. Congratulations, gentlemen. They were 16 strokes under course par, and they had to be on fire, as you heard, because coming in second, we heard from during just our last episode, winners of the NCFA Screw Open, as you may recall, were from Team American Ring, and they took second place. That was led by Mike Morrissey. It was the same crew. There are no slouches, so that tells you where B&D was on game day. Congratulations, everybody. I know y'all had a lot of fun. I talked to Dan Duffield right after the cards were all turned in. I was hoping for a few good stories, but he was mum other than to say it was a blast, the weather was great, and they were all looking forward to getting into the show. So let's get into that next group of sound. The lovely and talented Lynn Dempsey was on the show floor. Brian was with her. You can hear him chiming in on a few of these segments. Hope you're enjoying this, folks. Sure do appreciate you listening to the podcast. It's Fully Threaded Radio.
Matthew Boyd, Parker Fasteners.
And David Palmquist, ND Industries.
All right. Tell us.
Two of our long-term great sponsors.
This is absolutely true.
Yes.
And thank you for the shirt.
You got it.
New Parker shirts yesterday at the reception. That was real nice and everything. So really cool shirt. All right, so fellas, give me a synopsis of the show.
Well, you know, it's different like everybody thought, but we're actually seeing a lot of great people, a lot of friendly faces, and we're really reigniting relationships. So I think it was a good move to have the show and to be here and be a part of it.
Hate that we don't have a booth, but we still came out to walk it and meet with people like David and others and yourselves. And we're glad to be here. It is nice. We are definitely missing some people that are typically here, but nonetheless, we're enjoying it and making the most of it.
All right, great. Now, let's talk about business. What's new over at ND?
Well, you know, these days, like everybody, we're just trying to get through the day. Business is good. Supply chain is a bit of a struggle, but yeah. Thankfully we do control a lot of our own supply chain, so that helps us a little bit. And, you know, we're just really doing our best to partner with our customers to make sure everybody's getting what they need when they need it. And we're starting to get more people coming back to work, which is a big plus, so that really helps our output in each of our plants. So, you know, I would say things are really, really good.
Okay. Parker?
Yeah, for Parker Fasteners, you know, we're definitely really busy and just focus on getting our customers' needs satisfied. But we're looking at expanding into some new product lines for the aerospace and defense industry, so 1189s and NAS 1190s. So that's exciting. And then also we've been able to add quite a few new people into our production facility and in sales. So we have two new people, Sarah Avalos and Wes Phillips, who work for us in the sales side. And then a number of new people in production to help, you know, keep demand at bay, keep, you know, customers getting products. So that's what's the latest and greatest.
All right. Well, you guys sound like you're in pretty good shape there. And everybody, there is nobody that has told me business is bad.
It's a good time to be in the fastener industry. It's always a good time to be in the fastener industry.
That's true.
Bill Kellett, Loss Prevention Fasteners.
And you are a member of ours.
We certainly are. Yeah. Been with Fasteners Clearinghouse, FCH, probably for 7-8 years now.
And thank you very much.
Met you at the trade show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. So now we're over here at IFE, all right? So tell me, you guys have been busy. I've been around like 3 or 4 times.
Well, the world is held together with nuts and bolts, and that's why everybody's at this trade show. And people are taking things that they shouldn't be taking. And our business, as we are trying to, we're stopping theft every day, and we're trying to stop interference, unauthorized use or removal of your products. We're selling peace of mind, and we're helping your customers, because we only sell to distributors, we're helping your customers feel good about things that they're installing or buying.
Right. So tell me your most popular item here.
Most popular would probably be our T-Groove nut line of security nuts. We have those from 1024, 1032 diameter all the way through to 3/4 10, coarse and fine. We also have metric from 5 millimeter all the way to 20 millimeter, coarse and fine. We also have galvanized security nuts as well. And the biggest feature that we've added this year is we've got a patented installation product for the T-Groove nuts that allows use with a deep socket over the end or a open-ended wrench from the side for those tight fit applications.
Wow. So now let's talk business climate. What are your 3 challenges you find over there at Loss Prevention?
The first one is we deal all with distributors. And the first challenge that we have is distributors who contact us who actually are not familiar with standard measurements and head styles of fasteners. What I mean by that is they don't know the difference between a flathead, button head, undercut, that type of thing. That's probably the number one thing that we help our customers with is that little bit of education. You know, a hex head cap screw or a hex nut at a distributor in industrial supply house, that's everyday stuff. When somebody's coming in and they've got a job they're bidding on and they need oval head screws for wall plugs and light switch covers, they don't know how to describe. It's got a dome head, but it's kind of countersunk. They're not familiar with that kind of thing. So one of the things that we have developed is we have a fantastic resource for distributors. We supply them a really quick cheat sheet, if you will, that helps them become the instant expert in security fasteners.
And can they find that online, or do you have to email them?
They need to contact me, and it is buried online somewhere. But it's just best to give us a phone call or send us an email, sales@lpfast.com, and we'll send them all sorts of helpful marketing pamphlets.
Wonderful. Thank you for talking with me, and I hope you have a great show.
Thank you.
Shane Beerley, Index Industries.
And how's the show going?
Initially, it looks great.
Yeah.
I think everybody was sort of wondering, obviously, how it was going to be, and the initial ramp up from the doors opening looks to be pretty fruitful so far.
Yeah, I've come by a couple times, and your booth's been busy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I want to think it's not because we're right near the doors, just people will just kind of want to come talk to us, right?
You don't care if that is the reason.
I don't care if that's the reason. Yeah. As long as we're first, right?
You're right. Let's go.
So, what's happening at Index?
Oh, a lot of things. We've got a lot of new innovation internally with processes and systems and new ERPs and all that. So we've sort of used the last year of, you know, not venturing outward to focus on the inward. So we've got that. We've got a couple other divisions that are doing very well for us. So a lot of things in the works. We're looking at smaller acquisitions for some inorganic growth opportunities and things like that. So yeah, the next coming couple years are going to be fun.
Good. Oh, so we notice you're listed as Index Industries, where we know is Index Fastener.
Exactly. Yeah. There was an intentional play there, right? So, yeah.
Okay.
So anything you want to give up early?
No, feelers out with some people at this very show. Okay. So, you know, it's a waiting game. You know, a lot of it is timing. And so there's some legacy companies that are the size we're looking at here, where the owners are getting to that, I want to call it, quit age. Right. And so, you know, that's those are opportunities for them and us. So that's what we're looking at.
So how many years have you been coming to the Fastener Show, this one?
I have been here since I was about 16 years old.
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah. I'll be 44 this month. So a while.
I wish I was 44.
So my whole life, you know, I've grown up third generation in this industry. And so, you know, I got fasteners for Christmas.
I either got with socks and underpants. I don't know which is worse.
Fasteners are pretty cool.
Long time. They were still wearing a lot of suit and ties when I started coming to the show. That's how I know.
Steve Sherman, Industrial Rivet and Fastener Company.
Right.
It's great to be out. It's a breath of fresh air to see lots of people in our industry. I'm really, really excited and looking forward to the next 2 days' events.
So tell us what's happening at the Rivet King.
Well, we're busy, and we've got the industry is just booming, which is great. There are plenty of headwinds, but ultimately nothing that we don't feel our country can't overcome.
So the supply logistics, are they causing you a big problem?
Is that one of the headwinds?
It is. There's numerous headwinds. Like logistics is a problem, whether it's import or domestic.
Right.
Steel mills that we buy from here in the States are also delayed, and they are also over capacity. Countries around the world, from Europe to Asia, are also having the same challenges that we're having here in the U.S. We just got to work through the issues, you know, just have an optimistic view of what the world.
Yeah.
What the future is.
The new world.
Exactly. We definitely have a very unique perspective. We're family owned and operated. We've been so for four generations, and we've been around for 110 years. So going back, in spirit, remember through our family, remember the previous pandemic in 1914, and also the events in 1928 and 2008 and everything before. So this is certainly a bump in the road, but we're pretty confident we're going to get through it. It's just going to take some time.
Yeah. Wow, what a history. I mean, think of that. What a history.
And longtime FCH member, too.
Yes, that's true.
Joanne signed up with us a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah, that's my mom.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. So, yep. That's,
we had a lot of interesting talks. That was in the early days of FCH, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. It's she was third generation.
Yeah.
And you know, my cousin and I, fourth generation, we're working hard every day. Rivets are in our blood, and we just love what we do.
We're still at the show here, and we're here with, you can introduce yourself.
Mike Sr., Perigee Manufacturing.
Tim Topolowski, Perigee Manufacturing.
All right, so what happened to Mike Jr.?
Mike Jr. is away for this show, but he will be back next year, so I'm kind of filling in, and I'll probably be at the future shows.
All right, cool. So this is Tim the brother.
Yes,
it's a very family. All right, so first off, every time I've come over here, you guys have had customers.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. The turnout's actually been pretty good, so we're excited. And we're on the far end. We're a lot of traffic getting through here, so it's nice.
So, surprised?
Not really. I was hopeful that it would be good activity, and it is.
And it is.
There's a light turnout, not as many exhibitors, but that's okay. We're here. and it's important to us.
And you've been getting a lot of hits on the booth there.
Yeah. We got a lot of people stopping by. He's the show veteran, so, you know, to me, this seems like a good amount of people talking.
Hey, that's
like,
true, yeah.
You know, not a lot of, you know, standstill time, so we're excited about that.
That's good. Now, we saw each other at the reception, and you were telling me some really cool things that were happening at Perigee. What's happened?
Okay, yeah, we acquired another company, and we're doing different product lines, expanding our business, also employees as well. So we're doing new product lines and
so
looking
what was,
to grow. Grow
what was the type of new business that you
mostly
purchased?
Tubing. We're doing a lot of tubing work, Swiss machining. So we're doing some new product line in that, but tubing's our big one. We're going to do a lot of volume on that.
And are you in two different buildings now, or what happened?
We just expanded our current footprint, including new bays that we used to run out to other people. Now we've acquired, we've taken them back and expanded that way. So internally expanding, not another building, but expanding our footprint that we have
so
right now.
Is it crowded on that shop floor?
It's a little bit crowded. It's a little bit crowded. We're going to have to do some soul searching, sitting down, see how we can internally plan everything, you know, to get a nice workflow from raw process to final product.
Okay. I understand you guys bought CNC machines. It must have been hard moving those over.
Yeah, we acquired two new CNC machines, so that will help us as well, including the Swiss machine, which is a whole other category of CNC that I'll...
Yeah. All right, so what's our new product that we want to talk about?
Well, we were very light in automotive in the past. We stayed away from that market, but this new company we acquired had some automotive applications, so now we're making automotive parts and we're shipping them around the world.
Well, we wish you a great show. Thanks for talking.
Thank you.
Say
Thank
hi
you
to
much.
That Mike Jr.
I will.
And it's nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll meet again.
And I'm running around with the microphone, and I'm here with
Tom Pavlos, Trueform Equipment.
Ken LeVay with Mule Technology.
All right, and they've got a booth here with a wicked-looking machine here. And tell me, fellas, what are you hoping for today?
I'm hoping to show people that you can, anybody here can set up a thread roller with our new technology. You don't need 3 or 5 years of experience. You could do it with some simple instruction.
All right, and how about you?
Well, we are hoping that at least we can introduce this technology to some people, and I think if we get a chance to introduce it, people will be pleasantly surprised and actually a little amazed at how this product simplifies the requirement to set up thread rollers properly.
Our industry is having a really challenge with labor, and we need to be able to deal with our skilled blue-collar labor in a very cost-effective way, so we're offering that solution.
That's very great. And that's all, when I run around, that's what everybody says. It's supply, it's labor.
Especially if you're a fully threaded radio, the threading comes from thread roll.
It does come. The funniest thing about our industry is the basic technology was invented in 1880 and really hasn't evolved for over 100 years of how you set up a thread roller, how you pressurize it. And we've just serialized that and turned that into math and a mechanical memory and a software program. So if you would like, after this interview, to set up a screw, you could set one up within two minutes, anyone you want.
I want to talk about you, Ken. All right, so give me your history here.
So I was the director of innovation at Illinois Tool Works for about 25 years. And we had, and my job was to reinvent the way we manufacture screws. So we invented technologies that changed the way you design screws, the way you design and manufacture tooling, and the products that are resulted from that. So products like Tapcon, which is a blue screw that goes in the concrete, that our team reinvented. We were able to invent a product called Signalock and Boss Screw and Grip Type that all go in the automotive and industrial applications. There's another product called Tetra Grip. So I hold like 80 different patents in the screw business.
Okay. It all brought us
to the biggest challenge when you create a new product is how do I release it globally when nobody knows how to set it up. So we had to get rid of the art of setting up and turn it into a science. So Mule Technology is based on that 30 years of experience, and now we're offering it to every person without buying new equipment. This is a retrofit kit that fits on every piece of equipment in industry that you can get rid of your skilled blue-collar labor.
I want your business card here. We might get you on the show.
Mantle Otter from SWD.
And I have come by your booth a million times, it seems, and it's always been busy. How's this show going?
you know, the first day here has been great this morning. We've seen probably 30 different customers. Some of them are current customers, but I'd say at least 50% of those were brand new customers that we've never had the opportunity to work with.
So what, everybody need a new coating or something? What's going on?
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily think that everybody needs a new coating. Some people don't know what's available out there. They don't know who's doing these coatings, and so we have the opportunity to introduce them to, you know, coatings like Magni or Dorkin. But I think we're seeing parts where people are reshoring as well. So they're finding domestic manufacturers, and now they're looking for the rest of the supply chain. So someone who could do the sorting or the packaging, or again, do a coating on the part for them.
So what's your three biggest challenges over at SWD?
Right now, because of the fact that people aren't able to get necessarily the parts that they want, we're seeing an influx of small jobs. So we're seeing UPS delivering 50 quarter kegs a day, all one, each quarter keg is its own job. And then sometimes UPS is delivering maybe five boxes of a job, but it was supposed to be 10. And so we'll get five boxes today, and then maybe a couple days later, we'll get the other five. And so it makes it very hard for us to consolidate the jobs once they actually come in.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to impact your business. That's really got to impact just coding it and storing it and stuff,
does,
right?
It does, yeah. No, you're exactly right. Also getting people, you know, so I think that's an issue that everybody's having. We've been looking for employees, about 10 employees for the last, I don't know, 10 months, basically since last fall when things started to pick up again. We tried to hire people, and just getting people to come in and who want to work, it's difficult. But we have a great team there, and we have a lot of dedicated people who have been there for a long time and are still there, and we're getting through it, and it'll be a good year.
Yeah, thank goodness for those good employees that we all have, because we're holding tight onto them. So thank you.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
We're here with one of our favorites.
Baron Yarbrough with Spring Bolt and Nut Manufacturing.
Well, it might be one of Lynn's favorites. Okay.
It's that red hair. Yeah. I got that red hair in my
the
family.
The bearded nut here.
Yeah. So what's happening?
So day one of the trade show. You know, we're a couple hours in, and there's an acceptable flow of traffic. I mean, I am pleasantly surprised. It's busier than I thought it would be, just like last night's reception. It's busier than I thought it would be. And I'm having great conversations. The people who are here, I feel like, are the ones that really want to be here, the ones who really want to have those conversations and build their business. So far, I'm quite happy with the show.
All right, great. So tell us about the company. What's happening? What are your three biggest challenges?
Labor is always a challenge. We're expanding. We brought on some new people. And it's hard to find good ones. You got to just hammer it out and interview a whole lot to get the good ones. Material is hurting everybody. It's not hurting us as bad, at least not yet, because we are pretty versatile with what sizes we can use versus what we have to use. We make things work on that end. Everyone's busy, and we're just trying to speed up our lead time to keep that competitive lead time that we've always had. So that is a challenge, just because there's so much work to be done.
Okay. All right. So what else do you want to tell me?
I hope you have a good show, everyone. What? What else do I want to tell you? I don't know.
Right.
Coming in with a curveball there.
I know.
But, actually, SFA's and PacWest are having our event next month, so I hope everyone can make it out to that. It's in San Antonio, so a good big conference. Pretty city.
Cool.
Going to be
city.
Doing a whole lot of stuff. We're having the golf outing, but also a brewery tour and things like that. And also, you get to see me there, and that's always a plus.
There you go. Yeah, that is. There you go. Thank you, Baron.
Right. Thank you, man.
Great show, buddy.
I'm here with
Dan Cassiopa, Maja Metal.
And you're a new exhibitor here at the IFE.
Yes, we are.
And how's the show going for you?
Going well. It's a little slow, but I think that's due to this unique year.
And what made you decide to exhibit at IFE?
We are a new technology company. We're a nano lamination technology, and we are applying our technology to fasteners primarily.
All right.
So this was a great fit for us to come exhibit, network with fastener providers, fastener manufacturers. And
what is nano manufacturing? Is that what you said? What is that?
Nano laminate.
Nano lamination.
Nano lamination is a process that we have scaled to industrial levels. It's an electrochemical finishing process where we produce layers of unique alloy composition, deposit them on a metal substrate. The best analogy is to think of plywood, but metal alloys on a nanometer scale of thickness. So each individual layer is a couple nanometers up to almost a micron thick, and those layers are deposited one on top of each other from the same process tanks. And this is primarily for corrosion prevention or corrosion control. We also have other technologies that are used for wear or abrasion. But here in the fastener world, we are an atmospheric corrosion prevention system.
Who's your main customer?
Right now, we are serving the oil and gas industry primarily. So operators, platforms, facilities, selling fasteners for flanged connections or structural connections, where corrosion is a very, very big issue. And our NanoGalv fastener product is significantly better performing than other homogeneous zinc or non-metallic coating systems based on our testing and field trials.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. I'm here at one of the IFE's educational sessions here, and I'm talking with
Patrick Hollihan, Fastenal Company.
And what was the session on?
It was about platings, coatings, and choosing the right products for the fasteners that you use.
All right. So, and why were you sitting in? How's this going to help you in your business?
We encounter all kinds of plating and coating questions with our large customer base, so we're absorbing as much knowledge as we can on what the trends in the industry are, and then with technical details about these platings. It's very high interest to our team.
So did you learn something new from this?
I did learn something new. I learned a little bit about the passivate thickness layer equating to a certain level of salt spray and just the amount of passivate buildup creating the color spectrum, the iridescence that you would see. So I didn't have as much knowledge on that. So that was my biggest takeaway.
And so what do you do for your company?
I'm a director of engineering. I oversee our field sales engineering team.
Because those words just roll off that tongue there.
Try to get very technical so we can provide the greatest support to our customers. So yeah, plating is a big part of fasteners. So anything we can do to continue educating ourselves is really valuable for us.
Thank you for talking.
You bet.
All right. And I'm here with the what's your title again? You're the Fastener Expo
show manager.
All right. Morgan, everybody knows Morgan.
Yeah.
So your thoughts.
So far, really good. We're really happy with the results. You know, no one knew what to expect this year. And, you know, we came in yesterday with several hundred on-site registrations, so people that didn't pre-reg. So kind of that unexpected nice boost of attendance. And so far, it's about 11 a.m., and all the exhibitors I've talked to have been very positive and had very positive feedback.
So is tonight going to be your first night sleeping since all this began?
Probably. I might have a couple drinks at the Eye Candy Lounge, and a big sigh of relief that everything was successful. And we really appreciate everyone's support that came out today.
And the reception was nice and everything, though. Morgan, I have to tell you, I'm older. That music could be turned down. I love the song choice. It was fabulous. Just a little bit turned down.
Yeah, I'll put in a tip for next year. Yeah, they were definitely getting the crowd riled up. So, fun, though. Next year, we're going to do it up again, bigger and better, I'm sure, as the goal is every year. And, that's about it. We'll be planned October 17th to the 19th, so we're shifting forward a little bit. A little bit cooler, but should be still perfect weather, and
when do you start planning? Right after this one's ended, or do you take a week off and then do it?
No, with everything that happened this year, we kind of had to postpone our early renewal system for the with the exhibitor sign up, so we are going right back home and putting together our renewal system and gonna start planning for 22. I might take a week off after we get rolling, so maybe November I'll get a break.
So you're gonna go out fishing then?
Fishing or surfing?
I have a big trip in October. Try and land that triple digit bluefin. It's still on my bucket list. So, yeah.
Great show. Thank you.
Thank you both for coming.
It's a pleasure.
There you have it, folks. Thanks to the lovely and talented Lynn Dempsey, Brian Musker, and everybody who participated in gathering this sound for us. Thanks also to the sponsors of Fully Threaded Radio. Our title sponsors are Bright & Best International, Global Fasteners, and Star Stainless. Fully Threaded Radio is also sponsored by Buckeye Fasteners, BTM Manufacturing, Eurolink Fastener Supply Service, Fastener Technology International, InSQL Software, ND Industries, Parker Fasteners, Solution Industries, Stealthfast, 3Q Inc., Volt Industrial Plastics, and Worth Industry North America. Appreciate you clicking in, everybody. If you were there, if you weren't, we'll have more for you next time on episode 169. And for Brian Musker, this is Eric Dudas. We'll talk to you next time.
Fully Threaded Radio is a production of Fasteners Clearinghouse.